solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Is there any original music anymore? Why write your own songs when there's a treasure trove of classics to emulate? Join the witches in this celebration of cover songs, for better or for worse. And now, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
Welcome, witches. I have been informed to bring it in with really high energy.
High energy.
Hey, it's a podcast about fun stuff, and I am your good witch, Shelley Majors, and my best friend, the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Me.
And her fella, the inimitable man witch, Daryl Brown.
That's me.
Sounds like you said in the middle of both.
In the middle of both. You guys, every week, I'm right here. Right where you can find me.
We are a podcast, if you're new to this whole situation and you just ran into us. Today, we talk about different things every week. But today, I'm really excited because we've been talking about this one for a long time. And Daryl and Lisa kind of put it together in a semi-organized fashion. And this is something relatable to everybody. Well, everybody that likes music. So In my world, everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's called Cover Me because all of our episodes are the title of a song. Well, this is about covers of songs. See what we're doing here?
Right.
That's fun. So, you guys, the energy, I got to bring it down.
Okay.
I'm getting on my own.
Cool your boots there, Missy.
So, what we were talking about in the intro here, we're going to pick a song to cover. Now, if you're going to pick a song to cover, what would be the band to do it? What would be the song to do it? And in what style?
I'll go.
Yeah,
please.
I would really. This guy does a lot of different types of music. I've really gotten into Hardy the past couple of years.
He's a country artist.
And he's a country artist, but he really has turned out some pretty kick-ass rock songs now. And the other night I was listening, and I'm like, he would do. I'd like to have Hardy do Ozzy's "Mama, I'm Coming Home." Kind of in a heavy, maybe heavy country style.
Ooh.
Be kind of cool.
Or Crazy Train, like Hardy Har Har.
Yeah. Har Har Har.
No, okay, so "Mama, I'm Coming Home." Could you imitate it a little bit? Hardy style?
"Mama, I'm coming home."
Oh, I can hear that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, great
I'm
pick.
"Coming Home."
I like that a lot. What about you, Lise?
This one was hard for me. I only had one. And I was trying to think of my favorite songs all together. Like, I was putting a list in my head of my all-time favorite songs. And then I was like, but they're my favorite songs because I already like the person who sings them.
Right.
And stuff. So the only one that I could really think of, not that I don't like the way that she sung this, but it's from such a long time ago that it can be covered.
Okay.
Would be 17 by Janice Ian.
Ooh.
And,
oh, wow.
It's so sad.
It is, but I think it would, I don't know. And then I couldn't really think about who could do it.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Yeah, because he would, yeah. He
give it like, soul
my girl
and comedy.
Likes 17 the time, 17 the time, 17
Lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah. But I could only think of maybe Gaga or Pink doing
it. Oh, sure. And
I think Pink would do it really good.
I was thinking Pink better, but I like Lady Gaga better. So I don't know. But I do think that Pink would do a really good
job. I agree. They could bring out the emotion of it.
Yeah.
Well, I only have two, but covered by two different people. And then I have a question afterwards that is a surprise.
Okay.
So I would, you guys, if you're faithful listeners, you've heard at the end of the show, it's Season of the Witch. And Daryl has been kind enough to put different versions of that at the end of the show. Well, I would love to hear Season of the Witch done by Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder style.
Oh.
She's a of the witch. I always sound like Happy Gilmore.
She's a of the witch.
Yeah. So I can't really do that. But, or Season of the Witch, Christopher Walken style.
Oh.
Season of the Witch.
Which are you talking about?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. Witch Blueberry.
Is that the
Why did you get the blueberry from?
It's the only thing I can say.
She can only do that to her Christopher Walken.
Is the only thing I can say is blueberry.
Season of the Witch. So I think that would be pretty great.
I think the Pearl Jam would go Season.
I love it. You guys are good at this. Okay. All right. Well, I'll throw a song at you. I'll just make up songs at random, and you tell me who you'd like to cover it. So you don't have to think about it. And if you want to imitate it, you can.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just going off the cuff here.
Okay.
So how about I Will Always Love You? Who would do the third cover?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Because Whitney just kind of kicked
Well,
it
she
out
nailed
the park.
Exactly. And of course, Dolly's version is great too. But who could be up to that task?
I think Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, I love her.
I think she's got that high enough, that pitch that she could get that.
She can do almost anything.
Don't let Beyonce know that, because she'll probably want to try it. She's been doing some country
lately.
And she just did Jolene.
Yeah.
She redid, yeah.
How was it?
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You seem singularly unimpressed by her, Jolene. Although it's probably not that hard to sing.
Jolene, Jolene.
See, Daryl can do it.
See, I can do it.
If you like to put a finger and a ring on it, and a Jolene on a ring on it. That's how it goes.
And if you did a medley, it'd be like, if you'd like to put a finger in Jolene, don't do it. Don't do it.
That's just me.
Okay, and don't try to take my man because he's trying to put a ring on it.
Yep. And I said it is me. Tried to take a finger in a ringer. I said.
Oh.
Yuck. I don't know what that means.
She's a dead ringer for the finger.
Did you have any more?
I had one more. I think this would be a good one. I think Lanny Wilson would knock Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good one
good
for her to do.
Call.
She does. Yeah. Maybe I should wait for the meat on this. Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
Never mind.
Almost made her sandwich before.
I almost put the mayonnaise on the meat.
You almost put the topping together. But
yeah, it's like having the meat on the outside of the bread. It just doesn't make any sense.
I think that would be fun. Yeah,
it's not an open-faced sandwich, our podcast. So you think Lanny Wilson should do what now?
Come to my window by Melissa Etheridge.
That is a great pick. Yeah, she's really great.
I love it.
Well, yeah.
We
kind of sped through the intro. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Is there any music you're listening to now?
No, but I do have a lot of meat, so maybe it's good that we sped through the intro.
Fine, we're not going to bore anybody. We're concise.
We have leftover ham from
Easter.
That's a lot of meat.
It sure is.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with our meat. Please enjoy the filling of your sandwich.
Big sandwich.
Cover me here when my stance stumbles on. And cover me here, we'll trip on through the sands of time. And cover me, cause I've been branded, I lost my mind. Lost my mind. But you cover me.
Hey, friends and fellow witchy witches. I was going to say witchineers, but then that wasn't really a word.
I kind of like it. Doot,
that sounds like a union. Witchineers!
We are the witchineers! Pay your dues. Which is Patreon. You become a witchineer.
That's right.
There we go.
I don't know. That's not thought of that much. Okay, so this is the meat of the program. And in this, we're going to talk about some of our favorite cover songs, the ones that we think that the band that redid them did them better.
Yep.
And then better originals.
Mm.
But let me just start with saying what I was going to say in the intro, then I didn't because it was more of a meat thing. I think, let's start with better originals.
Yeah.
I think that better originals, Lanny Wilson did, and I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her, love her, love her. I think she's one of the best.
But do you like her?
I like her a little bit. And on one of the best female country artists right now, but she does a cover of What's Up, and I don't like it.
Did she?
Yeah, she sang it at both the concerts we went
really?
To. Yeah.
Was I drinking beer?
Yes.
Daryl.
Yeah.
My
and
favorite
I didn't like
cover.
It the first time, and I didn't like it the second time.
Well, is it because you're so good at it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're my favorite cover of What's
Oh,
Up.
Oh, thanks.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I didn't do any. The original was better. Mine is all the cover
okay,
was
well,
better.
Yeah, I did, we'll just forget about you.
Do you want to do a circle or
yeah, I did
all,
mine like
together?
In a top five type yeah. thing. You know, like we, but
yes.
Because I thought we hadn't done a top five forever, so I thought it would be fun
so
to do
So are
this.
Yours all that were you like the...
From five is the one that I like, the not the least, but, you know, and clear down to one is the one I like the best.
But did you do any of the real band was better than the cover band?
Kind of. I kind of did that. I don't know if you guys have ever heard, Wicked Games, you know.
Oh, yeah, Chris Isaak.
But, yeah, love that song. I always thought it was cool. But a close tie is Stone Sour.
What's that?
They
did Wicked Game?
Yeah.
After him?
After him, yeah.
Chris is the OG.
Yeah, yeah. And it's pretty cool. You'll have to go listen to it. Stone Sour's Wicked Games.
I would like to do that. I like Stone Sour beers, too. I'll listen to
and
that
And then, of course, this one, everybody loves the song Hurt by... I had that
on the list, too.
Yeah, but I thought you know, it's probably good. But Johnny Cash gives it a hell of a run for his money.
Oh, yes,
but,
definitely.
And then after that, I kind of have my top five.
So Johnny Cash did it.
Johnny Hurt is Cash.
Johnny Cash did it after Nine Inch Nails, and
yes.
This was first. I didn't know that. I had that on my list of he did it better, but
no,
I thought he was first.
He did it afterwards.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I think, yeah. Okay, so my
did
better...
Did I say Marilyn Manson? I did. It's Nine Inch Nails.
Well, whatever. The ones that I, since you guys didn't do this,
okay.
The ones that I think were better originally.
Okay.
Okay.
Are Sympathy for the Devil,
oh.
Guns N' Roses redid it.
Yeah,
don't.
No way. Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
oh, no. Stones
yeah.
All
don't,
the way.
Don't, Guns N' Roses.
Sit down, Axel.
Don't.
Yeah. Ow! Also, did you guys know that the most covered song is Yesterday by the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was
how it
fine
is.
The first time, and it was fine the 73,000 other times.
Exactly. Leave it alone.
Right. Anything by Adele does not need to be covered.
Nope.
Nobody can sing like her. Don't try.
Don't do it.
Nope. Mm-mm. And my last other thing is, okay, this is just kind of a controversial thing.
Okay.
Mm.
Do you think that the Bruno Mars Flowers and then Miley Cyrus's is a cover or an original song?
Because I can buy my own flowers.
She covered Bruno Mars's song and changed a couple of the words and then got Best Original Song at the Grammys. And I think it's bullshit. And I am shaking my fists in anger.
I'm completely disqualified. I am not familiar with the song,
okay.
Either version. I'm Switzerland on this one. You guys fight it out.
I am going to play it for you afterwards so we can discuss.
I'd love to hear it.
But
I'm with you because, you know, Weird Al did all those parody songs.
He
and
never
he never
got
won
a Grammy.
Big award like that.
Seriously.
Not really covers if you completely change them.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
another song to the tune of your song. Isn't the same song.
Well, that's what she did.
She did.
Oh.
She
yes.
just changed a couple of the words
the
around.
Words.
I
it
can
was like,
see why you're outraged.
Because his are like, I never bought you flowers, and so the guy, like, the girl left him because I didn't do this.
Uh-huh.
And hers is, I can buy myself flowers.
I can buy my own flowers.
So it's
yeah.
a rebuttal.
I'll buy myself flowers.
It's like an answer
yeah.
back.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an echo.
But then she got
best
song original song of the year.
Hey, she did it better. I mean,
she
but,
did it!
Okay!
Lisa, she hasn't even heard it yet.
It's not original. Yeah,
right, yeah.
There
funny.
Probably isn't a category for best
makeup
burn.
Artist.
Right, yeah.
Best makeup artist.
And I'm not saying I'm a Miley Cyrus hater because
oh,
I'm
no.
not. I know a lot of people don't like her.
Right.
I think she's actually a very good singer.
Sure.
But I just don't think that should have best original song.
Yes.
It's just kind of silly.
Because she took somebody else's idea and tune and just changed a couple words.
Right.
Reversed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
I see your point.
Yeah.
Furious.
So, let's then talk. Daryl, do you want to do your top five of your best covers?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want me just to go all now, or do you want to go in certain unison?
I think you should do them all now, and
okay.
then because my top five is actually like eight, and then I can cross off the ones we have the
well,
same.
Yeah, perfect. I even have honorable mentions and
oh,
stuff
cool.
at the
you.
Bottom, but my number five is "Ordinary World"
oh.
by Joy Williams.
Ooh.
You have to go listen to it. It was
the Duran Duran one.
Yes. It was on a show we just watched the other day,
wow.
And it was it's great.
That sounds
nice. She sings it beautifully.
Okay.
This one was going to be a surprise because it is a Pearl Jam song, but it's one of my most favorite Pearl Jam songs. It's Just Breathe.
Mm.
But Willie Nelson and Lucas Nelson redo it.
I've heard that one.
Which is his son.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's his son. It's a great, great song.
Awesome.
I love that.
I have a tie on this one. It's The Man Who Sold the World.
Mm. I have that one too.
It's a tie between Nirvana and Jordis.
Yep.
Lisa will pick the Jordis one because she loves that one.
You guys will have to play that for me. I have no idea what that is.
I am getting chills just thinking about it right now. That's how much I love those songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one here, my boy Jimmy did it. He blew it out of the water. All along the Watchtower.
Oh, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. Bob Dylan did the first one in kind of, you know, in his
style.
All Along the Watchtower.
I love when you do that. He does a good Bob.
He really does.
And then this one here, it's a kind of a tie too, but Nothing Compares to You is my most favorite cover song ever, I think.
I had that also.
And Prince's version is incredible, but I can still remember her, see her face, and sad she passed away, you know. But when in that video, you know, it's just her, a headshot, and she's crying. And every time I see that, it just gets me.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I found out is she remade it also. It was originally done by Prince's band, The Family.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I found that out today.
Yeah.
So but it's they're all good, but hers is the best.
Yeah.
But if you guys, this one here is like a little extra credit or something. But a good buddy of mine, Scott, he's in a band called the X's. Well, they used to be, but they are going to have a reunion show, one night show. Me and Lisa are racking our brains how to get out to California to go see this show.
Oh.
But they did a Once in a Lifetime, was the Talking Heads did.
Cool.
But it's really a melodic.
It's so much better.
Go watch the video because the video will give you chills too. Uh-huh. But it's a great, great cover. So, I mean, I'm not just biased because he's a good friend of mine, but it is. It's a great cover.
Yeah. I love that. Daryl's been knocking it out of the park with music stuff lately.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to help our GoFundMe to get
to go
us
to Cali.
Yeah. To Cali to go to the XC show. We want to go so bad.
Hitchhike.
I have flight miles. We can get there.
Yeah.
We just can't stay where.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't stay where.
Yeah. We're just going to have to stay on the Sunset Strip.
And this is the first time they've been together over 10 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because Freddie still plays. He plays with
Everclear.
Uh-huh.
So he's still out and about. But yeah, Scott's been in the studio. He's produced a lot of music for different bands. He's won a couple of Grammys and like that stuff. So he's living the good life of doing, you know, writing music for other people. But I think it's so cool that they're going to get back together and do a one-night show.
When is the show?
May 28th, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, somebody better find a side hustle immediately.
I know.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's really soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so mine, I also had Once in a Lifetime by the X's, and I also had The Man Who Sold the World by Jordis Unger. My number five was Mad World. It was originally done for Tears for Fears, who did a great job of it, but Gary Jules did a better job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even going to say Adam Lambert did a wonderful job of that song as well.
That guy can't screw up.
Yeah, he has a great voice, but that was one.
Good one.
Hit Me Baby One More Time. Britney Spears, Ed Sheeran does a kick-ass cover of it.
Really?
Yes. It's just acoustic with his guitar, and it's amazing.
We need to make a cover playlist for the Patreon. This sounds great.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
This is how much I look. These are all my cover songs.
Damn.
I mean, and I narrowed those five down.
Oh, well,
He's showing us a list of very many songs.
Somebody is prepared.
I also have Season of the Witch. I like Joan Jett's version better than I like
Donovan's. Donovan sang it first, I believe. Yeah. But.
And stuff, so there's that. And then I just wanted to give a huge, huge shout out because she is my all-time favorite singer, who I said, Man Who Sold the World by Jordis Unger. She's my favorite singer. If you guys don't follow her on Instagram or whatever, but just look up her music. She has the most incredible voice you've ever heard.
And not hard to look at either.
No, she's very pretty. But she also does a really good cover of Baba O'Reilly and Amazed by Wings.
Nice.
And they're really, really good. So
what was that show we watched where she was trying to win a contest to get in a band?
It was called Rockstar NXS.
She was
the lead singer.
And she did
NXS.
Really, really good.
Yeah, she was the female who went the farthest. I think she got fourth place or something. But, and then she was on The Voice, and she's just amazing. So, anyway, she's my favorite, so those are my favorite covers.
Have you guys had taken little Fiona for a checkup lately? Because she was just licking the metal leg of your chair.
Oh,
wow. Well, she is part of us. Yeah.
Okay. Those were awesome. Mine are basically done better, so I did like the one I like versus the OG.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them, I think, were not obvious. Come On, Feel the Noise, Quiet Riot, mm-hmm. originally yeah. done by Slade. I did not know that.
And the funny thing about it is, if you go back and listen to the Slade one, uh-huh. they sound so much similar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do.
So it's not even...
It's not even.
So Quiet Riot just got lucky with the big hit.
Yeah, it was just something everybody goes, oh, we forgot about that song. Yeah, that's yeah. cool. Quiet Riot.
Yeah, they threw a Z in there and called it good. Okay. Valerie. So Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson did a cover of the Zootons. Did not know that.
She does that so good.
It's perfect.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's eerie.
It's amazing.
They described it with a smoky, cracked voice. And I'm like, that's just right. And that's how you do it.
Smoking, cracked voice.
Nope. But just tons of soul.
Yeah.
I did not know this one. I've always been kind of a closet Bananarama fan.
Mm.
But Venus is a cover of The Shocking Blue. That was in 1969 was the original of Shocking Blue did it. So this one I never heard of, but of course I'm interested in it because of the great title of the song. It's called Some of Shelley's Blues.
Oh.
So the original was Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies, but the Continental Drifters did a cover of it. And what was interesting about it to me is that some of the people in the band are Louisianans, which I love, but also the singer in it is Vicki Patterson or Peterson from the Bengals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of fun stuff going on there that we got to take a listen to.
Mm-hmm.
This is classic both ways, in my opinion. Los Lobos doing La Bamba versus Richie Valens. Although, I probably like Richie better, but, and I'm not just saying that because he's a dead person, but I like it.
Do you know if Los Lobos is still alive?
I don't.
Yeah, they still tour.
I don't.
I just thought we'd give them some credit.
The Los Lonely Boys.
Exactly. So I'm on page two. I was able to find page two.
Lovely.
Nice. Like, good job.
So no dead time. Jeff Buckley doing Hallelujah, which was originally done by Leonard Cohen. Both of them haunting.
That one's one. Wonderful. I'd like to see how many people have done that one, too, because lots of people have done that song.
And it's like vocal and guitar gymnastics. So it's like you can't fake your way through that one. You have to be really good. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Didn't know that was a cover song.
I didn't either.
Yeah, so Cyndi Lauper covered a song by Robert Hazard.
Oh.
So a dude wrote Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Obviously, number one lately, I think, is Fast Cars.
I totally forgot about that.
I just assumed you guys would have that.
Yeah.
But Brian and I have been watching the video a lot lately. Tracy Chapman is so gorgeous and beautiful and looks like a angel, and her voice sounds like, I don't know, like candles having sex. It's awesome.
And she's been retired forever, and she just did it on the Grammys with Luke Combs, and it was
phenomenal.
Like,
she didn't miss a beat.
That's what I said
on that one show. I said I was, you know, I'm not really one of my favorite songs, and it's kind of getting overplayed again.
Yeah.
But the way he did it is great, and she came in on it and did it with him. I was like, this gave me chills. It's great.
It's awesome. And the way he looks at her, like, with just such admiration, and I just want to go swimming in her dimples. And,
yeah, totally.
Oh, it's just lovely.
Yeah.
That's probably my fave. I think the weirdest one that I like, it's not that it's that uncommon, but I don't like anything else this band does, is Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, no.
That's what got us going about this show.
That made you want to do this particular episode.
We were listening to that song, and that's what made us think about this
show. We were driving to work, and we go,
so good.
We need to do a covers, because this is a great one.
It is. It's the only song I like, but they did a great job.
Absolutely. And then it's not just like they took a crappy song and made it better. It's fucking Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson is an icon, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't listen to his music a lot,
yeah,
but that's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs, and that they made it even better was,
and so different. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, oh, I love it, love it, love it. And that is my covers. That's all I got.
I'm sorry.
Can I throw a couple more
in?
Please.
Yeah, I love, I call them the Dixie Chicks, so they're not the Chicks to me, they're the Dixie Chicks, always will be, but they do a cover of Landslide.
Oh, yes.
And their voices, they can't do anything wrong, their voices,
they're just perfect.
They blend so well together, but,
great one.
All done.
Yeah, and I think Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks did that, or maybe was it just Fleetwood Mac? I think Stevie Nicks wrote it. But those girls,
I think,
just
Stevie Nicks did write it. But the one that Lisa was telling me about that I thought was great is Smells Like Teen Spirit. is Tori Amos wrote the song.
Yeah.
And she does it, and it's in frickin' incredible. And
I'm
kicking myself lately. I've been listening to Tori Amos a lot more. And you guys went and seen her, had front row tickets, and I was like, I could have been there, and I didn't go years ago because I was against her because her voice just used to shriek down my back. But now I'm like, oh. But speaking of Miley Cyrus, go listen to, she does a cover of Heart of Glass.
Oh, no
incredible
way.
Incredible cover.
I love that song.
Incredible.
Blondie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But going through all this, and of course, you got to throw Melissa Etheridge in there doing Peace of My Heart.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah.
Besides Lisa, the best, two best covers. But
I want to interrupt you for a second.
Okay.
And not I want to, I'm going to. What is the Melissa Etheridge cover that I love that she does with her daughter? Oh, by Coldplay.
Yeah.
Whatever that song is.
Fix Me. Fix Me.
Fix You.
Fix You.
Yes, it's spectacular.
She did that during COVID, right?
I believe
they
so.
They did a video. Yeah, yeah.
In a home studio or something. Thank you for letting me
throw problem. That in there. I don't mind that. I'm excited. But if you want to see something really cool, and it's a cover, but you got to watch the video because the video is just awesome. Go watch Primus do The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Ooh.
The video is so cool because it's all claymation.
Yes.
And stuff, but it just, he does it great. It's fun.
Oh, that brings another good one. And both of them are really good. I don't know if I could pick it, but I think the original is the Commodores, and then the remake is Faith No More. Easy Like a Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Ooh.
Yeah.
He says, ooh,
he's maxed.
Courtney Love also does a kick-ass
Landslide.
Version. Gold Dust Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's one of her best.
Oh, my gosh. I will, as an unemployed person, I will compile this list for our
should.
Patreon members.
Yeah.
And this is going to be spectacular.
And I just wanted to do one that's exactly the same. Like, the cover is just as good, but they're both amazing.
Okay.
It's just as good as the original is Crazy by Seal.
Oh.
And Alanis covered it. And stuff, and they're both phenomenal.
That's a fun surprise.
Yeah. Ooh, I love Seal.
Yeah.
I love the cover show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Shoot some of your ideas at us and let us know.
Somebody make a list of all of that and make a playlist and put it on Facebook.
I'll make a list for you guys to do your own shit.
Perfect.
But
yeah.
I'll put the songs.
So go check this out. Yeah. And these were highly...
I've got a lot of listening to do. These were great choices,
so cool.
Guys.
Yeah,
highly recommended. Was I trying to say my recommended got stuck in my...
Too many double letters.
Right.
Recommended.
Well, we'll be back then with What You Talking About.
Witcha, talking about. It sounded really cool when I was
doing
it before.
Right,
witcha, talking about. What you talking about? It's witch you're talking about, witcha. Which is punny and funny, in my opinion.
Witcha.
But every week we talk about something that is completely random and just what's on our mind. It's what we're talking about. And I believe that Daryl came up with this a year ago, last season. And it's been a lot of fun learning new trivia that means nothing to anybody, but tickles us.
Tickles our fancy.
Yes. Who wants to go first this time?
I'll go. Mine's quick and easy. Last night, I like I said, I switched off from watching Jimmy Fallon to Jimmy Kimmel. Well, last night I seen Jimmy Kimmel was going to have one of my favorite little gals. I just think she's fabulous, Miss Kim Fields.
Ooh,
she was on.
Yes, Tootie,
smoking hot still.
Of course.
I mean, she's 54. You
my
know,
sister did her nails.
Sorry. That's
go ahead.
in my what you talking about? But no, she was on talking about she's doing a new Netflix show and it's called The Upshaws. It's kind of a comedy, you know, and stuff. So. But seriously, I'm just looking at her, and you know, a lot of childhood stars went in wrong directions. She seems to be one of those gals that always kept her, you know, her nose clean. Mm-hmm. Say,
for the most part.
You know, great. She's got one kid. She's been married to the same guy since 2007.
Oh,
and just the neatest person. But yeah, Lisa's sister Brandy, one time she calls over to the salon, And she's talking to Lisa, and she goes, Lisa, you're never going to believe whose nails I'm doing. And Lisa goes, I don't know. She goes, I'm doing Tootie's nails. And Lisa goes, who? She goes, Tootie. And she goes, Kim Fields? And she goes, is that her name?
I didn't know that until much later. Yes.
She came to Colorado to, I think she was dating-ish, the football, Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis.
Oh.
And he was in a celebrity something, and she came to support him, and she walked into the salon and got her nails
done. Just a walk-in. Was she nice?
Yeah. She said she was nice, yeah.
She worked at a different salon at the time. She didn't work for us.
Oh.
Yeah, she was working at a different salon than my salon.
But, oh, I see.
But she walked in there, and she just happened to be her nail tech, so she, like,
I love it.
Snuck off, and she called me, and she's like, I'm doing Tootie's nails. And I'm like, who the fuck is Tootie?
What, did she have something interesting done, or a French manicure, or what?
She said she did something basic. Remember,
I think it was pretty basic, just polish. Yeah.
Like I said, she looks the same, just looks gorgeous, and I was like, man, nice. So,
well, there you go.
That's what you're talking about right here.
I love it. I'm throwing that in there, Tootie. I got a lot to look up today.
Well, my witcha is kind of goes along with our music theme for our covers and stuff. I was just looking up things, so I found these. Do you guys know who has the most top 100 hits? Who would you think? The most.
I'm thinking 100. It's somebody that you wouldn't think. It's like Wayne Newton.
Nope.
I'm gonna say George Strait.
No, it's Drake. If you can believe that.
I hate that.
I know.
That's
me too.
Not music.
I was like, really?
Do better, music buyers.
Wayne Newton would have been a lot better.
Do better. What band has the most number one rock songs?
Pardon me, say that again.
What band has the most number one rock songs?
Beatles. The Beatles.
That is not. No.
Led Zeppelin?
Nope.
No.
Rolling Stones.
No.
The Partridge Family.
No. Yeah, another one that you would not believe. And I got all this off of Google, so if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
But
they said Shinedown.
What?
Oh, I believe it.
Most number one songs?
That's what it said. Most number one rock songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not just all over songs. Okay, who is the most covered band in history?
The Beatles.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Well, Yesterday alone.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think Google is broken.
Maybe. And then the number one album of all time?
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I was going to say that I Will Always Love You soundtrack. The Bodyguard. I thought it was in 1991.
I love the movie, I Will Always Love You. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. That was fabulous.
Yeah, so that I just thought that we would just kind of throw that in there. I thought the whole Shinedown thing was really weird, but that's what it said. I even rechecked it.
I thought you were going to say my guilty pleasure band.
Who is your guilty pleasure band? Oh, the Nickelback? The Nickelbacks?
The Nickelbacks.
Yeah. No?
Nope.
But Lisa, phenomenal. Uh-huh. That was phenomenal. I'm throwing in two more musical things before I do my witcha. Mm-hmm. Remakes that you didn't know were remakes. Did you guys know that Tainted Love was a remake by Soft Cell?
I think I did.
Okay, they remade
in
a 50s thing.
Head. Yeah.
And Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner. Well, okay, CCR was the original. So you guys knew.
Yeah.
So never mind.
I go, CCR. Yeah.
Surprise! Here's information you already had.
Maybe our listeners didn't know.
That's information overload.
Maybe not.
No, it's all good.
All right. Okay, so my witch you're talking about
is something we don't know?
Yeah, I think. Some of it you might know, but it's from that email that I've been getting called History Facts, and I love it. But it's Stop It. But it, that was my alarm
that's
that I'm
going
to turn off real soon. So this is historical figures, pairs that you didn't know were friends. Mm. And I'm going to read you five pairs of historical figures, and then you tell me which one that you would like to hear the backstory of. They're all brief. So they are
Amy Schumer and Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't think that's that weird.
Oh.
Okay, it's coming at you. So it is Mark Twain and Nikola Tesla. They were friends. And then Arthur Conan Doyle, the guy that wrote the Sherlock Holmes books, and Harry Houdini. Friends. Ella Fitzgerald and Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh.
Friends. John F. Kennedy and Frank Sinatra. Friends. Yeah. And then Hunter S. Thompson and politician Pat Buchanan.
I want to hear about Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, cool. Coming right at you. Ella Fitzgerald and Marilyn Monroe struck up a friendship in the 1950s. Hollywood's favorite blonde bombshell was a huge fan of Fitzgerald's music and went to see her perform in Los Angeles in 1954. The two met in person and soon formed a tight bond. Monroe famously helped Fitzgerald land a gig at L.A.'s renowned Macambo nightclub, which had previously rejected Fitzgerald due to what they saw as her lack of sex appeal, not because of her race, as the story often goes. Monroe ensured that numerous A-list celebrities attended each performance, drawing plenty of media attention. The gigs were a turning point in the career of the First Lady of Song. When asked about their relationship, Monroe said, "Well, my very favorite person, and I love her as a person as well as a singer. I think she's the greatest. And that's Ella Fitzgerald." The two women remained friends until Monroe's death at the age of 36.
Well, there you go.
Wow, that's
awesome.
Cool.
Good for her.
Yeah, you're like, how do you guys know each other?
You know, like this.
Like this.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you guys for talking.
You know, you
sure. Giving us some new information and some old information. We will be back with our wow.
Alrighty.
Pew!
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
It's the wow time. We're here to wow you with stories of wow.
That's really pretty.
Thank you.
He had a nice vibrato.
Thank you. I even wow. Lisa, what are you wowing us with today?
So, you guys, everybody loves a koala, right?
Sure.
I mean, who wouldn't love a koala?
Everybody.
Except for a greedy koala.
Uh-oh.
What?
A greedy koala. Do you want me to say it again? Greedy. A gardener growing eucalyptus seedlings for a koala habitat has found his plants being eaten by one single greedy koala.
Mm-hmm.
Nicknamed Claude for his sharp claws, the theming koala is thought to have eaten 3,800 worth of seedlings.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
That is greedy. That's greedy and gluttonous.
Yeah. Right.
Claude.
I noticed some of my seedlings were being chewed off, and I thought it was probably a possum. The owner of the nursery in South Wales, Australia, told ABC Australian News. Every night, there were a few more and a few more missing. Claude was caught in the act after a particularly heavy night of feeding. One morning we came out to work on, and Claude was sitting on a bench next to these plants, and he was just wrapped around a pole. It seems like he had really big feet that night, and I think he was full, and he was ready to go climb up the tree. Claude was not a welcome guest to the nursery due to the volume of seedlings he was eating, costing the man thousands of dollars. He sells the seedlings to farms and landscape groups that attempt to build a safe habitat for koalas, as well as the World's Wildlife Fund. These ones particularly are for koala habitats, so they were just coming along for spring planting. So he said, I wrapped a towel around him and carried him down to my neighbor's padlocked 200 or 300 meters from the nursery and let him go in a tree, but a couple days later he was back.
Claude's back?
Okay, if there were four koalas, then just give them to Claude. I mean, come on.
Lisa's Claude solving problems.
Let's share with his other koala buddies.
Yeah, he is now attempting to defend the nursery from Claude, the koala-proofing the fence. By koala-proofing the fence, it's basically just a netting fence with star pickets that got a wobbly top on it, so he tries to climb the fence. He's going to swing back out, and hopefully it'll keep him out. Poor Claude.
Screw Claude. He's a jerk.
He's just hungry.
Yeah, he can't well.
Help it. Bungalow Koalas, a local organization hoping to plant 500,000 trees as koala habitats by the end of 2025, is one of the nursery guy's clients. Luckily, Claude didn't manage to munch those seedlings going to Bungalow, which is helping many other koalas survive by willing a wildlife corridor across the northern region. The koalas are coming there and eating and then moving across the landscape, which is what it's all about, says the president.
Take a bite and hit it.
Of Bangalore koalas. There are so many landholders that are consistently contacting us who want to join the corridor. Okay. So that is all. I don't know what they're doing. I think that they should just adopt Claude out and let him eat big eucalyptus.
I bet somebody would take him.
Yeah.
Yeah, or let him take the eucalyptus to go.
I am imploring all of the rescue people out there to find Claude the koala and give him all the eucalyptus.
That Claude, uh-huh. if I may add to your story a little bit, uh-huh. I told you this, but I want our fans to know that I am a know-it-all also, uh-huh. Of little-known facts. So at the last forensics camp that Stacey Hervey hosted at Spirit Hounds, we were talking about fingerprints. And koalas are the mammal most like humans as far as fingerprints goes.
Oh, really?
You would think gorillas, apes, chimpanzees, mm-hmm. perhaps,
yeah.
something simian. But no, koalas have the most. So that's probably how they knew it was Claude doing it, because he was leaving his filthy little prints everywhere.
Yeah.
Damn Claude.
And his long claws.
Yes, well, also yeah. that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, put
and
two and two together.
And he was sitting right next to the sea
face. Yeah, and he's like, hey. Yeah. Claude's up there giving him the finger.
He has his long claw. Yes. Uh-huh.
His long claw.
A, sign around his neck that says guilty.
Yeah.
Or I did it.
I did it. I'm endangered.
I'm with yes. stupid me.
Yeah.
I'm with glutton. Yeah.
Do you want to do your music wow, Darryl?
Yeah, I sure can. I can Hit do it. My music wow. All righty. So the band Skid Row have hired Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm to fill in a few dates, shows to sing with the band and stuff. Okay. On the other side of the coin, old Mr. Sebastian Bach is saying, why don't you guys hire me to come back to the band? Our fans deserve to see us all back together and hear all original music from us, not have a gal from another band come in and sing our songs, you know? And it's falling on deaf ears, I guess. I guess they don't want, the band wants nothing to do with Sebastian Bach, which I think is crap, because that would be, I'd go see that. It'd be a great show.
Sure.
You know, and everybody's kind of doing their reunion stuff and everything like that. So I kind of feel for Sebastian. You know, I've seen the Skid Row that has their guy. I don't know what happened with him, but Lloyd.
He's working on his health. I think
is that what
sick.
It is? Yeah. Okay. So you know, bring in Lizzie Hale is fine. But yeah, bring in your original guy and make some bucks. Do some good. You may not have to tour after this, you know.
Why did they break up? Is it personality things?
Yeah, it was, Sebastian Bach has a very strong personality.
I was going to say, he seems like a handful.
I think that the main question for this whole thing is, who is prettier?
Ooh.
Sebastian Bach or Lizzie Hale?
He might trump everybody.
Yeah. And a little bit of information. Today is Sebastian Bach's birthday.
Well,
so
there you go.
That kind of worked out with the wow moment as well.
What a tribute.
There you go.
Did you go to the show that Lisa and I went to where he was wearing the lowrider gold lamé pants that laced up the front? And it was the same pants that he wore on the cover of the Rolling Stone when he was on there?
Yeah, that's when Pantera opened. Skid Row, and then Soundgarden. Yeah,
I'm not saying that I remember his outfit because I'm a seamstress or care about clothing that much,
uh-huh.
but he wore it particularly well,
uh-huh.
and I remember, Lisa, if I may, uh-huh. was subliminally and then liminally saying, please fall off
yeah.
to the pants.
And they did.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
broke.
Yep.
That's
yep.
funny. We actually seen him at the Oriental Theater.
Yeah,
he did a show there, and it was funny because I was watching the crowd, and right in front, this guy was being kind of a douche, and there was a fight broke out, and the first song, and Sebastian goes, hold on, he goes, fuck, we can't even get to the chorus, and you fucking people are fighting. He goes, get that asshole out of here. So
and was he a solo act then, or
yeah.
was Skid Row? Okay,
well, he was singing all the Skid Row songs.
He did all Skid Row songs. It was a great show.
But it was a great show. Yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah.
But
I bet you had great seats.
That's my wow.
Yeah.
That's a good
we
wow.
We had great stands.
Yes.
Yeah.
We stand it up.
Perfect.
Nice well of wisdom, my musical friend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So my well of wisdom every week is a true crime rule. And this week is true crime rule number 15. And that is, to everyone, don't drink anything you didn't pour yourself.
Oh.
Even your own mother or spouse or caretaker may be trying to kill you. Trust no one. Watch your bartender. Do all of that stuff because people are jerks. So I want to take that, obviously, it seems like an obvious safety rule, but I want to read you guys a little bit of information that you might not know about poisons.
Oh,
okay.
I make Daryl's coffee
every morning.
Every morning.
And now
that's
I'm scared.
Trust.
How you feeling?
That's a lot of trust. Here's a couple of things. Did they consider alcohol a toxin or a poison? You can get alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
But drinking alcohol can lower the risk of food poisoning.
Oh.
So while this isn't necessarily a true crime rule, it's just a handy little tip.
Yeah.
Knowing that you have some extra, the acidity in your stomach will kill bacteria from bad food. So there's that. So if you ever think you're getting food poisoning, just like chug.
Yeah.
Just
chug yourself a fifth.
You might not be sick to your stomach and stuff, but you might just puke fall it out in the street.
Exactly. Okay. Either way, there's a brownout, and that's always fun. My second little thing about poisons is, so the National Library of Medicine says ethylene glycol, which we know as antifreeze, suicides are up after media attention, or e.g. murders. So anyway, somebody might kill somebody with antifreeze, and then somebody who's depressed watches it, and they're like, well, that seems like a good idea to crystallize my innards, and don't do it.
No.
I did read that 85% of all antifreeze deaths are suicides.
Really? Wow, that's
yes.
crazy.
Did you know that antifreeze is undetected in Gatorade?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Just, oh,
did you know that?
Wink, wink, wink. The third rule of this is our little tidbit. Antifreeze manufacturers are now required in all 50 states to add a bitter flavor agent to prevent animals and children from being poisoned by the sweet-tasting liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Unless it's in Gatorade.
That's right. But always put it in a marked, you know, jug or container, whatever. Keep it in its original container unless Lisa wants to give you a Gatorade.
Yes.
Because they are about the same color.
Yeah.
And then one last thing about arsenic. So history facts that I always quote from said that Victorian era women ate arsenic on purpose as a beauty treatment because it made you skinny and pale with rosy cheeks like those who suffered from tuberculosis. So they're super hot.
Why didn't they just get tuberculosis then?
TB,
like,
baby.
So much easier.
I'll never get it. Never. So they gave themselves a little bit of poison every day just to get that sickly look that was so fashionable at the time. And then a Swiss physician in 1851, said in 1851, he said, arsenic gives you great energy and sparkling eyes.
Oh.
Just a dabble do, yes.
I'll get something.
Yeah. So sprinkle some on your antifreeze and enjoy the looks. And, you know, then you have a dating website bio picture.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is such a good
Well of wisdom,
there.
Sure. Little, wow. Little poison, little devil do ya.
Awesome. Oh, well, you know what? That takes us to the end of another show.
Really?
That was a good show.
The end.
That was fast. We did a fast
show.
The energy. Yep. This was our energy.
Yeah.
Brought to you by meth again.
Yeah. Brought to you by methylethylene.
They have been a great sponsor. Nothing bad to say.
I really want to come to work now.
Unlike the cocaine that has all that fentanyl
cocaine.
In it.
That's right.
We hated that sponsor.
Indeed. I love meth jokes.
Yeah.
So thank you all for coming. Thank you to all our Patreons for supporting us. And if you want to join, it's only $5 a month. I think that's pretty cool. You get more things the higher you go at the $10 or $20 level. But you get some insider videos and some merch.
And if anybody wants to start a GoFundMe for Lisa and Daryl's Exes trip.
Exes getaways.
That looks so much better than us starting our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and feel free to do that
right. And
post it everywhere. I will share it for you.
Yeah.
We hate to ask.
Yeah, but we will.
Yep, there you go. So it was a rollicking good time. I sure enjoyed the shit out of all of my witches. And I guess we'll see you next time. But before then,
can I do a cover?
Sure.
Stay witchy.
Oh no! Must be the season of